Hey, it's Brian. Question for you. Are you a new graduate or working professional interested in a university-level sports management education without the cost or commitment of a traditional master's program? All you folks that contact me about changing careers into sports, you should really be listening right now. I mean, I got 15 emails about this exact concept last week alone. Here is the answer for those of you that may not want to go full master's, but want to push themselves to the next level in sports. The University of California, Irvine now offers an online, open enrollment, four-course sports management certificate that prepares you for a career in the business of sports. Learn more about this exciting opportunity and download a sports management career planning toolkit at ce.uci.edu/sport management. One more time, ce.uci.edu/sport management. Now, let's start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, VP of Content and Engaged Learning at WorkInSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. If I sound a little extra peppy today, there are a few reasons for it. Reason number one, a friend asked me recently if I've been feeling down because my tone on the podcast has been very serious. Well, no, I feel great, but sometimes I worry I'm a little too peppy and excited, and then I tone things down a bit and I try to sound like professional guy, but in my heart of hearts, I'm a giddy kid most of the time. In fact, at Work in Sports, they recently recorded my giggle during one of my interviews. I don't even realize sometimes these things happen. Like, I'll do an interview and I'll have a reaction that I don't even realize is happening. And everybody at work will tell me, dude, that was hilarious. And I have no idea. So they'll snip out these little parts like, I was interviewing Colleen Scholes for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I apparently had some response to something she said where I went, what? And they thought it was hilarious. And then sometimes apparently I giggle during the interviews. So they turn it into a loop and they play it during our internal system. We use Basecamp. It's pretty cool. And I don't know. It's funny to kind of hear yourself back sometimes and not even realize you do these things. So anyway, at my heart of heart, I'm a giddy kid and I laugh most of the time. But sometimes on the podcast, I try too hard to be serious. And I don't know. Maybe I need to go back to just being me. Okay. Reason number two, we are unleashing our online course this fall semester in many schools. We've signed up a bunch of schools this summer and it has me really excited. I've worked really hard building out our sports career game plan courses, and so far the reception has been great. We've opened it up to a lot of different professors to preview and to take a look at and see if it'll be a match. And so far everybody's feedback has been, holy moly, this is awesome stuff. If your school is not one of the schools that are implementing our course, it's just because I haven't gotten to them yet, but you have two choices. You can tell your professors about it and help me out a little bit and have them reach out to me at bclap@workinsports.com, or you can purchase it as an individual. You can visit workinsports.com/gameplan to get more information, or you can just hit me up and we can chat about it. I'm on LinkedIn. You now have my email address. I'm out there. I'm excited to talk about it. I get really geeked up. I spoke for 2.5 hours on the phone the other day with a professor from the University of Florida, and we just talked about it for hours. So I'm pretty geeked up. You don't have to talk to me for 2 hours, but I can still answer any questions you may have. And excited many schools are doing it, so let's do this. Reason number three, I'm in a great mood today, is it is summer and I love summer. I don't care that it's hot. I don't care that it's sweaty. I love it. And summer makes me really happy. So if I'm in a particularly good mood today, those are some of the reasons why. And also, my interview with James Kimball, who's the VP of Operations for UFC Performance Institute, was really great. And if you haven't listened to that episode, you should. It debuted last week, last Wednesday, and James was really impressive. Tomorrow, I'm interviewing Rashida Gale, who is the Director of Talent Marketing for GSE Worldwide. That's a sports agency and sports marketing firm. She works with top athletes like Devonta Freeman on their personal marketing. Super psyched about that. I know a lot of you are interested in this side of the business, working directly with athletes. She will be the interview this Wednesday. And if you have questions, this is kind of cool. If you join our private Facebook group, which you can find by going to Facebook and going to search for the Work in Sports Podcast, there's a group there. All right. It's private. You have to answer a couple questions for me to let you in. That's to make sure that you're not some sort of a weird spammer. Okay. Simple questions. Just answer them. Make me happy. But if you're in there, I always let the group know, hey, I'm going to be interviewing this person. Do you have any specific questions you want me to ask? So if you have questions you want me to ask Rashida Gale tomorrow, well, get into the group. Tell me that you want, I mean, post them, because I have a little forum there you can answer and say, hey, I'd love it if you asked this or whatever. And that helps you frame my interviews, which is totally cool. All right, enough preamble. Let's get to today's question. Jimmy from Massachusetts, my home state, says here, Jimmy is from Worcester, which is about 20 minutes from where I grew up in Bolton, Massachusetts, right on 495. Actually, if you head down 290 from my house, from Hudson, actually, you're in Worcester in no time. But this doesn't matter. Most people see Worcester and they think it's Worcester. That is incorrect. It's Worcester. Okay, Jimmy asks, hey, Brian, thanks for all you do with the podcast. I'm amazed at all I've learned and how it is so much more targeted than what I learn in school. I spent my summer interning with a local team, and it has been a great experience. I took your advice and really focused on building relationships throughout my internship. I'll tell you, I feel like I got more out of this internship in particular than any prior because I went into it with a plan and a strategy and a focus going in thanks to your advice. One very interesting thing just happened. I went to my internship coordinator and asked her about full-time positions with the team and how I can make myself the best possible candidate to work with for the team in the future. She responded with a smile and said, come back to me next week and pitch me on why I should be interested in hiring you full-time. So I have a meeting set with her later this week, and I was wondering if you could help me pitch myself. I've been struggling. Okay, Jimmy, let's start with this. I love your internship coordinator. Don't tell her I said that. That would be awkward. But I love this idea. I should be more specific. I love the idea. You tell me why I should hire you. That is awesome. And it's so great too, because think about it, as an employer, you're so often having people come to you and tell you like, I'm a big fan. I love sports. I'd love to work here. I would be grateful if you hired me. She's basically flipping it around and saying, you know what? Tell me why. Tell me why I should hire you. Sell me. And I love that. I love that. Putting the onus back on you. She wants to see if you've got it, right? So what is she looking for? She's looking to see what you've learned. She's looking to understand your confidence level, whether you understand the big picture, understand organizational impact, and your desire level. I'll summarize this for you. She's trying to see your heart. She wants to know how much this means to you, how seriously you will take this particular assignment, and how you've grown since you started the internship. Now, let's dive a little bit deeper into this. And just to remind you, I'm not going to do the assignment for you, Jimmy. This has to come from you. This is like my kids coming to me and saying, hey, Dad, I don't understand this, and just handing it over to me like I should do it for them. That's not going to happen, right? I'll help. I'll guide. I'll give you some ideas and some push you in certain areas. But I'm not going to do it for you. I am going to help you frame your mind so that you can present yourself in the best possible way. And again, this is really important knowledge for anyone who has had an internship and wants a full-time job, which is likely about 90% of you. So listen up, okay? Whether you have an assignment like this or just looking to present yourself in the best possible fashion, always put yourself in the shoes of the other person. How do you present yourself in the best possible way? Okay, so when you approach this, you want to say to yourself, okay, what is this person? What do I think this person wants? What do they need? Okay, so your first step, Jimmy and everybody else, what have you recognized about the business as you interned? Were there certain gaps in their staffing? Were they always short in the box office? Was there a lack of marketing work? Were there operational struggles? You know, look at the business and see where you notice things. Were you often being sent to a certain area because they were understaffed? Were there certain things that grew as the season went on and it changed as the year went on? Did they need more help in their event presentation or their community relations? What did you notice? Identify that, because that could be your opportunity. That could be your way in. Now, take that one step further and be able to speak specifically on how you could help in these functions. So think about that for a second, okay? You're starting off this conversation, or whatever order you want to do it, and at some point in the conversation, you're discussing what you've noticed and what you've been observant about during your internship. And what message have you sent by having this as your discussion starter or part of your discussion? It shows you observed the business as it functioned. You didn't just show up and do what you were told. You observed broader. You noticed the business, how it all fit together. You identified what needed help and put together a personal plan to assist in that area. That's pretty powerful stuff. That shows maturity. That shows depth. That shows you're beyond your years in a way, because so many people just show up and do exactly what they're told and then go home, right? They're not seeing the whole big picture. You're going to be that person that can not only see the whole big picture, but can articulate it in a conversation. These are the type of people I want to hire. Someone who gets it and can see my business as a problem that needs solving rather than just a job. Okay, I want to repeat that again. Employers get people all the time saying things like, I want to work for your company because it's awesome and I love sports. But think of how powerful it is to have someone notice your business for what it is. Not just a fun opportunity, but a complex problem. Because that's what all businesses are. A system of complex problems and daily challenges. Present yourself as someone who sees the business at large and has an eye for where help is needed. That is huge, gigantic. Okay, next thing you want to really get across during this conversation is confidence mixed with curiosity. Okay, so let me explain. Employers know that you aren't going to have a fully developed skill set at this point of your career. All right, they're ready to train you and teach you and get you going in certain directions. They want to see that you have a baseline knowledge and then you can do important things and make an impact on the business. But they know that there's skills that you're going to need to learn. There's specifics to their organization you're going to need to learn. So they're looking for traits, too. They're looking for soft skills. And traits like confidence go to huge lengths. But you always hear about this fine line between confidence and cockiness, and it's very true. I'm not going to be cliche and reiterate the whole thing again. I think you all get it, right? You want to be confident. You don't want to be cocky. But how do you show this, right? How do you present yourself as confident but not cocky? Well, the way is by being curious, okay? And here's what that means. Here's how that actually shows itself. I'm not just going to, if you've noticed about me, I don't just throw out theories and then expect you to kind of get to the tactics, right? Like I'm explaining to you, it's not just being curious. Here's what you need to do. Okay. The cocky person thinks they know it all. So they do not ask questions. They don't inquire. They don't try to learn and improve because they're already wicked smart, right? Brought back a little bit of my Boston accent there. You hear it. I moved away when I was 17, so if it's a little bit rough, it's just because I haven't been home in a long time, but that's, you know, my mom probably will sit there saying, yeah, you haven't, come home. Anyway, I'm going off subject again. So anyway, when you show your hunger for knowledge, that shows confidence. Asking questions shows confidence. Being curious about the organization and what they see for it and all the different questions you could come up with, that is confidence and curiosity. That's not cockiness, right? And so putting yourself in a position where you want to know more shows that you are both confident and curious, and that's a really powerful combination. So have questions ready for her as well, right? Make them smart. Next thing, metrics. I just said you aren't expected to have every single skill set and that you're going to be trained and that you're going to be entry level, and employers understand that. But at the same time, you are looking to differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack. And by being there as an intern, that is a good start. But it's also one thing to tell someone you are ready to make a positive change to the organization. It's quite another to prove it with data. So have data points you can share from your internship or other internships. You increased Twitter followers 23%. Year-over-year revenue for the 4th of July weekend celebration grew 8%. You decreased spending by 12% on this year's summer fan festival, which increased profits by 32%. I'm making all these up off the top of my head, so if they don't completely make sense, don't blame me. But look for ways to articulate your value with data. Get creative. I've done podcasts on this before about using data to tell your story. Go back and listen to those episodes because they're going to help you out in this. Next, share what you've learned from others in the organization. Okay, we're talking traits again. One of the major soft skills that people want when they hire is someone that can work as part of a team. Okay, someone who can communicate, someone can work well with others and solve problems and all those kind of things. So If you listen to my previous podcast about internships and what you should strive for and what your tactics and strategies should be, like, you know, Jimmy says that he did, which I think he did, then he was serious about building relationships with people during his internship. It's about relationships, people, okay? Now it's time to show that off. Today, I want you to write down the people in different departments you met with and engaged with, okay? Write them all down. And then write down one thing you learned from each of them. Be ready to pull this information out during your discussion with your intern coordinator. This not only shows you retained knowledge during the internship, but you sought it out and that you were willing to learn from various people across the organization. Showing that you learn from others and expand yourself is huge. Employers want to know that you can work cross-functionally, which means across groups. So if you're in marketing, you can work well with sales, social media, and operations on projects. Teamwork is really important. That's one of the soft skills they look for. So, okay, envision yourself in this scenario. You're talking about the big picture in the business. Well, throw in that you worked with Gary in the marketing department and he taught you how important it was to see the whole business and understand that marketing relies on multiple other departments to see their ideas come to fruition. The sales team may come to them with a promotion, and then marketing comes up with the creative. They work with the social team to distribute, and the operations team to place things around the ballpark. This is a way to show that you get it, that you see the whole picture. You're willing and wanting to learn, and you got a real benefit from being an intern there, learning the biz, and interacting with the other people in the organization. You're open to learning, you're a sponge, but you also see the big picture. All these things should really help you sell yourself. And I know it's hard to sell yourself. It's hard to talk positively about yourself. But Jimmy, do this. And good luck as you try to turn your internship into a job. That's it for today. My dog is barking in the background if you hear that. And this is real life. And that's just the world we live in. So remember to subscribe, share with friends, and give us a good review wherever you listen. Remember, coming up Wednesday, Rashida Gale, Director of Talent Marketing at GSE Worldwide. And don't forget, if you want in on our sports career game plan, tell your professors to call me, email me, or sign up yourself. We have the direct sales at workinsports.com/gameplan. We're going to make you a master of getting hired in the sports industry, not just seeing the jobs, not just being able to apply to the jobs. We do all that. We do that really, really well. We'll match you for jobs. We'll do all kinds of great things. We've got 14,000 jobs on our website. We're also going to train you. We're also going to teach you how to be a master of the process. So get in on that course and get back to work.